Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, a couple of the heavyweights in podcasting got together yesterday, Joe Rogan and Russell Brand. And man, it sounded a lot like an InfoWars transmission. And rightfully so, Alex Jones was brought up numerous times in the conversation. And so I wanted to play some of the highlights here from Russell Brand on the Joe Rogan Experience. Here's just some of it, and them bringing up Alex Jones.
Bill Gates ain't Willy Wonka. Right. He ain't doing this for like a competition. There's no golden ticket at the end of this. It's like, yeah, not-for-profit organizations making profit, an incredible amount of influence in areas that he profits from, all sorts of peculiar business practices like in India and on the continent of Africa that have led to like palpable suffering and profit in his case.
The Africa thing is wild, and that's a big part of this, the real Anthony Fauci book. He talks about Bill Gates quite a bit, and one of the things he talks about is how they've always used Africa as a place where they test out medicines.
Yeah.
They've used Africa as a place where they test out, and this is another thing that I learned from Alex Jones. Alex Jones was saying that they were giving kids the polio vaccine in Africa and that Bill Gates was involved in this, and they had to stop doing it because it was actually giving kids polio. And I was like, what? And they pull up an AP article. There was an AP story about this, and it shows this terrified little African baby, and they're dropping the polio vaccine in his mouth, like squeezing his face, dropping his mouth. I'm like, what the fuck, man? They gave kids polio with a vaccine?
Even when you accept everything that they say at this late point when it appears impossible to do that, they wouldn't release patents so that African nations could recreate the vaccines over there. So clearly there's a profit motive. And I saw him publicly talk about that and say, oh, no, it's not as simple as that. You can't just give people the patents and stuff. But it seems like if you recognize that what drives them always is power, finance, and dominion, if you always look at that and then track their actions, you hardly ever see a disruption in that pattern. These characters that have become so maligned and marginalized, even in my lifetime where I still worked in mainstream media, people like Alex Jones or David Icke, they were like, even people that were skeptical about them or even people that ridiculed them didn't try to posit them as dangerous. Like, and the same, I'm assuming, with Robert Kennedy. They were
Well, the David Icke one, they always made fun of him for lizard people. Because he always would say that there's shapeshifters and they're lizards and there was no evidence. It just seemed really preposterous. And then in the beginning of the pandemic, he was trying to connect COVID with 5G. There was a lot of weird, like, he's got some squirrely ones. Believe it or not, like, it's hard to say, like, to the general public, Alex Jones is way more reliable than David Icke. But he's way more reliable than David Icke. Alex made a tremendous mistake with Sandy Hook. And he did that in a time of his life where he's experiencing a psychotic break. He was drinking a lot, and he was having a mental breakdown, and he really believed that everything was a conspiracy and that the government is essentially run by these evil demons who are trying to depopulate America and ruin people, and he thought they were trying to take away people's guns, and he was convinced that someone had convinced him. I don't know how I don't know what documentaries or what videos he saw, but he was convinced that they were using crisis actors and that they were orchestrating a false flag. He was obviously very wrong.
Yes.
And has admitted that he was wrong about that, but he's been right about a lot of things, so many things. And I've talked about this many times, but he was the guy who told me about Epstein's Island more than a decade ago, and I thought it was the craziest thing I'd ever heard. I was like, what are you saying? There's an island. Like, it sounds like a plot in a movie. There's an island where they fly famous rich scientists and politicians, and they compromise them with underage girls and get it on film so they could use it again. And so I'm like, what? That sounds like lizard people. It sounds like, you know, 5G creates COVID. Same thing.
Yeah.
But turns out it was true. And it's one of many things. He was the first one to warn me about a social credit score system. He's like, they're going to try to implement a social credit score system, and your money is going to be tied. They'll have centralized digital currency, and your money will be tied to your social credit score system, and you step out of line, you won't be able to buy things. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to do anything. They're going to try to keep you within a 15-minute radius of your home, and they're starting to do that in places.
Yeah, that's
all of it's real. Something. And in China, the social credit score system is 100% real and implemented.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
With Bob Barnes in studio, we got a bunch of legal subjects to discuss here, but I really just want Bob Barnes to come on here and give us an update on all the different proceedings that are going on right now that you're involved in or others. When it comes to the vaccine mandates, people losing their jobs, where it stands, where it's going in the future. Because from my perspective, it looks like their plans for the vaccine tyranny, the medical tyranny, really have failed. I mean, they gave out the cards, right, that had five things. Here's your five vaccine cards. This is your vaccine pass. Well, that's gone. So that's failed, and people are not getting five vaccines. But there's still some fallout, people losing their jobs, mandates. So with some of the litigation you're involved in, where do you see it going and where is it right now?
Really, the biggest case that's going to determine and decide whether they're ever held accountable for their various lies, that Pfizer lied and people died because of those lies, is going to be the Brooke Jackson case, where we had oral argument this week in Beaumont, Texas on Wednesday. The court allowed about 4 hours of oral argument on it. There was a lot of briefing that happened before then. The court expressed concern with Pfizer's argument that the net effect of Pfizer's argument could be that there's no role for the judiciary in overseeing what takes place if the FDA simply continues to go along with the Pfizer fraud. And so the court's concern was just as a matter of principle. So we'll see what happens. The court's going to decide whether that case proceeds to discovery or not. It's going to be issuing a written opinion at some point in the next either several weeks, several months, depending on how long it takes the court to review everything. A lot of extensive and expansive briefing in the case, a lot of argument in the case. But what was extraordinary to me was Pfizer's defense. Pfizer's defense was not that these allegations are false. They challenge whether the allegations are true, but at this stage of the pleadings, they have to assume them to be true legally. Their argument was solely, even if they created a dangerous, ineffective drug that they disguised as a vaccine, that they said would be for the prevention of COVID-19, that didn't prevent COVID at all. In fact, in some cases, it appears the infection rate, it goes up with COVID, depending on how many booster shots that you've had, not only other dangers of the vaccine, that none of that matters. That as long as the Biden administration and the Justice Department and the FDA and the Defense Department go along with this scam, that nobody can ever hold them accountable. They have special immunity under the PREP Act, and they have additional immunity under this contract. The only way to hold them accountable is the Brooke Jackson suit. And that's why they've gone all out to deny discovery, to publicly attack Brooke Jackson, to publicly attack me, and to publicly attack others, is they can't afford any discovery or ever be held accountable. Because I think what we will find is what Brooke Jackson saw was she was just this ordinary person who oversees clinical trials, have been doing this for almost 20 years. They tried to portray her as an anti-vaxxer. It's completely false. She's just someone, in fact, she had no reason to doubt anything about this drug or this vaccine, was excited to be part of it, wanted to see it be successful. She stumbles into a complete disaster. And so bad that you would walk in and you could see needles sticking out of bags. You could see people's private medical records stuck on the walls for anybody to look at. You saw people rolling out in the alley, in the side corridors who were not being monitored for their adverse events that they were suffering from. You saw people's blood being not taken in the proper way. You saw people, basically it was supposed to be a randomized test, it wasn't. It was supposed to be a placebo-controlled test, it wasn't. It was supposed to be a blinded clinical trial, it wasn't. All the data was doctored. All the data was in many ways fabricated or falsified. The certifications were fraudulent. The invoices were bogus. And Pfizer's whole other argument was, well, really, we didn't have to comply with the FDA rules. But right in the contracts, as the court itself started out the hearing with, the court it started out with, well, doesn't this provision of the contract say that Pfizer will comply with all of the FDA rules and regulations? Yes, it does. Does it say later in the contract that, in fact, this is all part of the entire process? Yes, it does. Indeed, what Pfizer promised the Trump Defense Department goes beyond what just FDA approval. They said, we will deliver a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. The words "for the prevention of COVID-19 are listed as a deliverable item more than a half dozen times in the contract Pfizer signed with the Defense Department. And yet, what did they deliver? They delivered something that was not safe, in fact, was uniquely and extraordinarily dangerous, according to the government's own vaccine adverse event reporting system, that is not effective, as the whole world knows, and as Pfizer's own CEO admitted to the European authorities, saying, we didn't even really test for whether it was effective or not. It didn't prevent infection. It didn't prevent transmission. We now know, of course, it wasn't a vaccine. It was a gene therapy. It's important to note this Defense Department contract was created at a time where the word vaccine still meant vaccine. It still meant something that inoculated and immunized against a disease.
Now, if they try to pull a quick one and say, we changed the definition, does it hold what the definition was at the time?
It doesn't in this case, because here the definition of vaccine in the contract was the definition commonly understood at the time. So they would have to go back and rewrite that contract, and they never have. They've never managed. The Biden Justice Department and the Biden Defense Department has never gone back and redone this contract. The only contract was the one signed by the Trump Defense Department, and the Trump Defense Department said, you will deliver this, and you'll only get paid if you deliver it. You must deliver something that's been FDA approved as a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19.
So they can't just say, well, it's anything we put into your arm is a vaccine. No, it has to be, by definition, the basically a weak version of the virus is what it was at the time, put into your arm. It has to be that.
Exactly. It has to be something that inoculates. And it was key. Like, even the contract language said there's three things you could deliver. You could deliver something that's a diagnostic tool. You could deliver something that is a treatment tool. Or you could deliver something that is a preventative tool. So it distinguished the three, and it said what you're going to deliver us, Pfizer, if you want to get paid, is you're going to deliver us something that is a preventative tool, that it will prevent COVID-19. That was repeated all the way through the contract. That's where if President Trump fully appreciates the Brooke Jackson case, he would understand he was lied to by Pfizer, and that it is time for the president to recognize he was lied to by Pfizer, that the American people were lied to by Pfizer, and he should say they should be held accountable for the lies they told, because this is the biggest mass crime by any company in the history of the United States.
Since Pfizer.
Since Pfizer.
Since Pfizer. Yeah, they're trying to one-up themselves.
Completely. I've always told people that Pfizer makes El Chapo look like a street corner drug dealer. That no Mexican drug cartel could ever imagine having the deleterious and damaging and destructive effect that Pfizer has had. And nothing like what they've done here. And this is why they're desperate. Their whole argument to the court was, Judge, the Biden administration is with us, so don't let this case go forward. They didn't have an argument from the contract. They didn't have an argument from the facts. They didn't have an argument from the law. Their only argument was, please, Judge, don't allow the case to go to discovery because the Food and Drug Administration is still on our side, because the Defense Department is still on our side. The Biden administration is still on our side. And our point was, There's a clear conflict of interest with the Biden administration, that it's independent of the politics and the party shifting and the personalities of the Trump to Biden shift. The big difference is Trump didn't mandate anyone take this drug. The Biden administration did. So they have a conflict. What if the whole world knew that the top high-ranking cabinet officials, including the president himself, mandated and forced people to take a drug as a condition of employment, as a condition of serving in the United States military, a drug that they knew, because Brooke Jackson had told members of the FDA this all the way back at the beginning, that they knew was not safe, not effective, not a vaccine, didn't prevent COVID-19, that the deliverable that Pfizer had brought to the U.S. taxpayers violated the very core, essential, elemental requirements of a what was supposed to be a deliverable to them. And then, in fact, tens of thousands of people, according to the government's own data, dead, millions of people disabled and suffering severe injuries. It would be the biggest political scandal in the history of the United States.
Well, and it sounds like, too, even though that's the larger issue, the contractual violation is the home run here. I mean, that's correct. The ball sitting on the tee waiting to be knocked out of the park.
That's the fraud. That's the obvious self-evident fraud. They said, here's what we're going to deliver, and they sent in an invoice saying, we agree this is in accordance with the agreement, this is in accordance with the contract, with work performed. We're delivering you a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. It wasn't safe, it wasn't effective, it wasn't a vaccine, and it didn't prevent COVID-19. They lied, wow. People died, time they be held liable.
All right, this is a story the mainstream media doesn't want to touch, and that's because at the end of this segment on the mainstream media, it's brought to you by Pfizer. Well, we don't have that message in our breaks, do we? So we'll talk about this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though he's been vaccinated against COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, you should almost use that as an argument.
Oh, it was tempting. I sat next to somebody in the plane.
I can imagine that was tempting.
Oh, well, I sat next to somebody in the plane that was, like, masked. And I
saw a double masker yesterday.
And I had a little bit of a cold, and I was thinking, I'll probably cough once. I'll be like, man.
Oh, it's game over now.
I probably should have been vaccinated, you know, just to dress, just to have some fun with them. But, it's the level of insanity of some of these people is extraordinary. But it's the key is, can the legal system step up and answer?
Well, let me bring that up, actually, because here's when we get into the legal system. And this is kind of something I was saying yesterday, just as a generality. When you talk about injustice, most people know somebody personally probably that's gone to jail or been arrested or been charged with a minor drug offense, right? Marijuana, whatever, narcotics, paraphernalia. But yet they might spend time in jail. They got to be in and out of court. They got to pay fines. They got to deal with it. And sometimes it's real life disruption. But when you're Pfizer, you can release a drug to hundreds of millions, billions of people, millions die. It doesn't even matter. And their argument in court is, come on, Biden's with us, man. We got Biden on our team. But so let me ask you this. They signed the contracts. The argument is that they violated the contracts. They're wearing a mask in court because the vaccine doesn't work. So they're admitting the vaccine doesn't work. But I'm guessing that that money they got's probably already been spent. I'm guessing that money's probably already gone cha-ching right into some bank accounts.
Well, I think the next wave of potential litigation is as to Pfizer and Moderna is going to be that they lied to their shareholders. They lied to the public. Because just as they lied to the Trump Defense Department and said, we're delivering you a safe, effective vaccine for the protection of COVID-19 that was actually dangerous, ineffective, not a vaccine, and didn't prevent COVID-19, but in the same, and actually created all these other harms it wasn't supposed to create. But they also told the stockholders they were delivering that. They told the stockholders we're delivering a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. And they weren't.
So even more fraud.
Completely. And it's fraud on the market. And it's one place they have no immunity.
Yeah, that's a different case entirely.
Completely. They don't have any immunity under the PREP Act. They don't have any immunity under whether the federal government is protecting them or not. They can't. That's a place that any shareholder out there that had Pfizer stock or Moderna stock that saw it go down after people discovered they'd been lying. I mean, people like Edward Dowd have detailed this. Others have detailed this. I talked to Wall Street people all the way back at the beginning of this who were monitoring it, who had some of the data before Dowd did. And they told me that what they were seeing was evident they were going to be shorting the stocks. And they said what they had seen was evidence that both Pfizer and Moderna had been lying systematically and systemically and that they must have known it. And that's the evidence. I mean, that's what Pfizer. Why did if Pfizer was so right that they were that the allegations were false against them, then why are they so terrified of any discovery? Any that like right now, they're begging the court to not allow any discovery ongoing in this case. Please, judge, whatever you do, don't allow a single deposition. Please don't allow a single request for production.
Have they tried to get this? I mean, I'll just ask it broadly. Have they tried to get this case out of the courtroom?
I mean, effectively, yes. In fact, their argument is that no court process should be allowed, that there should be there should never be any discovery in the case, that no jury should be allowed to hear the case. They made this argument explicitly. In fact, what they said is, once the FDA says something, judge, you, judge, have no more power to say a single thing about this. The jury has no more power to say a single thing about
this. Which is obviously not true.
No, it's directly contrary to the False Claims Act. I mean, the reason why that exists is because during the Civil War, corrupt union government bureaucrats were working with outside contractors to deliver faulty products to the ordinary soldier. Which is exactly what this is, because this originally started off as all about making sure our members of our military, our soldiers, had adequate safety.
And they got it mandated.
Completely. And it was all based on Pfizer's lies. And it was, but for Pfizer's lies, none of this is here. None of this happens. And in fact, by the way, what's also in the contract, they were supposed to deliver this safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 prior to the election. So they screwed Trump twice. First, they deliberately sandbagged Trump by not delivering it prior to the election, so he got no political credit for it. And then what they turned around and delivered was a total lie, wasn't what they had promised him from the get-go. And they have received billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars on all this. And the key is, if this fraud is exposed, that opens the door for them to be held accountable across the board. So we'll see. Now, the other case that can hold Pfizer accountable is if the grand jury, either in Florida, that's currently open. And my encouragement is, if DeSantis's people are sincere, and we'll know whether DeSantis is whether he's a deep state guy or whether he's a legitimate populist guy by whether or not the state grand jury that he formed actually holds Pfizer accountable. Because there's zero doubt at this point. We've amassed all kinds of evidence with Brooke Jackson that Pfizer knew they were lying to the people of Florida.
What about the Project Veritas videos, too? I mean, that's got to be huge.
I mean, there you have a Pfizer executive admitting on tape that they knew what they were doing was dangerous, that it was clearly altering various aspects of your body. Otherwise, it couldn't interfere with menstruation unless it was doing something to the very core of the body's function. It wasn't that, oh, maybe this will cause an infertility issue. It was that this goes beyond that. This goes to something's happening with this mRNA delivery platform that, again, and right in the contract, they said our mRNA platform is uniquely safe, uniquely effective, can be uniquely clinically tested in a quick and effective way. They were lying about all of it, and they knew they were lying about all of it.
And see, we know what a delicate chemistry it is when a mother is pregnant, and that's why you've got all these warnings about do not smoke, do not drink, don't do this. I mean, you know, real holistic health people won't do a lot of things when they're pregnant. But so let alone injecting an experimental technology into them to see what that'll do to the chemistry, well, now we know it was doing a lot of harm.
Yeah. Oh, completely. And that they knew it all the way through.
Yeah.
They knew it in test after test after test. There's more data coming out of Argentina. There's more data coming out of Israel. There's more data coming out of multiple countries. Whistleblowers continue to come forward, and we encourage them to continue to come forward. There are people who participate in these clinical trials all around the world who probably don't even realize what they saw was illegal. And that was one of Pfizer's arguments. Pfizer's arguments, well, was Brooke Jackson was there and she just saw one glimpse of it. The reality is she saw a clear window into the scope and scale and severity of their criminality and fraud. But they want to say, don't worry, what she saw only happened in Texas.
So they're trying to say, it's like if there's 10 grocery stores here, like a popular grocery store is HEB.
Yep.
So it's like you got 10 HEBs here. And I go down to one HEB, which is maybe in a seedy area, and it's kind of dirty and grungy, and there's some, you know, seedy characters around, and it's like, well, that's just that one. That's only that HEB. But then I go to another one, and I go to another one, and I go to another one, and it's the same thing. Grungy, dirty. By the way, I'm not saying that about HEB. I actually like the people at HEB. I got friends that work here. So just being clear. But I'm saying that's the analogy. It's like saying, no, it's just that one. But then you go to every single one, and it's the exact same thing.
It's why they want to deny all the discovery. Because they know if we looked at all the documents, it probably gets worse. She was witnessing things she had never witnessed in her near 20-year career. I mean, she was just shocked and horrified at it at multiple levels. And that's how bad it was. And so that's why they don't want the world to know the truth. They don't want the world. We have alleged in our complaint that we will show that this was systematic and systemic all across the globe in their clinical trials. Pfizer lied. People died. Time for discovery. Time for liability.
And now I guess the question is this going to be like the FTX money? It's just gone. We just don't know. We don't know where the money is. sorry. Well, we'll see if Pfizer gets away with it to that extent. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to get into some other topics here with Bob Barnes, who is going to be hosting the fourth hour, by the way. But let's just kind of put a bow on this. What do you think the people need to know about this ongoing case against Pfizer? What, you know, when or if is the next big break going to appear in the media? Or really, where is the media? I mean, here you are with us.
Yep.
I'm not hearing anybody else cover your story. Anybody else reached out for a comment?
The institutional media has tried to avoid this case like the plague. And that's a sign of its strength. I mean, if the case was weak, we would have hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. So we don't, we have almost no coverage. There's been sort of blanket non-coverage of the entire, in fact, what happened here is once the Biden administration took over the case, so she filed her complaint or made the government aware of it back in the fall of 2020. And the same day she talked to the FDA and said, here, look, there's a whole bunch of problems with these clinical trials. Later that same day, she's summarily fired. You're gone. Don't come back. Don't ever come back into the office. Then after that, she gets contacted by Pfizer's lawyer, who somehow knows her cell phone number that wasn't on the employment files. And so clearly there was a coordinated effort to try to suppress this. She hires counsel. The U.S. government, the Biden administration, says, we're seriously investigating this. Well, you know, we have to keep it sealed. Keep it under the federal court seal. Don't tells her lawyers, don't talk about the case. Don't discuss the case. Now, legally, you're entitled to discuss the facts of the case, not the existence of the case itself. But the underlying facts, you're free to discuss. But that wasn't even relayed to her. She wasn't told that. So for about a year, she's kept quiet by her prior lawyers, who it turns out have all kinds of conflicts involved in the case, and because the U.S. government was saying that they were seriously investigating and going to hold Pfizer accountable. And then on the eve of this motion to dismiss, the U.S. government comes in and says, oh, judge, please get rid of the case. It's like, well, what were you doing for a year? Were you lying to the judge? Were you lying to the American people? Were you lying to her about seriously investigating it in order to cover up the existence of these allegations for a year? So, all of that would be subject to discovery. What we told the judge is we not only want discovery from Pfizer, but because Pfizer is now claiming that the government would have approved this even if the government knew it was a dangerous, ineffective gene therapy disguised as a vaccine that did not actually work for the prevention of COVID-19, well, our position is we should be entitled to depose government officials as well.
Well, yeah, and I guess they feel confident enough in the defense that that'll somehow, I guess, get them off? Like, hey, get off our back. Go after the government.
Well,
it's like, how about we go after both of you?
Completely. Exactly. I mean, the fact that they may be complicitly in cahoots with high-ranking corrupt members of the government is an ongoing damnation of both them and the government officials that could be implicated. Because the reason for this whole law is because the Congress said, you know what, we cannot trust government bureaucrats to protect against fraud. So we're going to give the American people a direct right through what's called QI-TAM claims, False Claims Act, to bring that claim on behalf of the American people. That's why Brooke Jackson is the relator on behalf of the American people, on behalf of the United States against Pfizer. And the reason they did it is because we can't trust the government to do the right thing, unfortunately, too often in scandals, these scale and size of this one. Now, she also has a separate claim. My co-counsel, Alexis Anderson, made the argument in that part of the claim, which is the retaliatory discharge claim. So that she was fired as soon as she reported it to the FDA. And their only defense was, well, we don't know if that's why she was fired. I mean, let's see. She reports it to the FDA, gets fired. It's pretty darn obvious what
that is. Have they offered an alternative reason as to why she was fired?
None. Zero alternative reason as to why she was canceled.
I mean, that's just straight laziness. I mean, they can't even come up with an excuse.
Yeah,
she was stealing sandwiches from the employee's fridge, you know?
Well, they were initially complicit in trying. The British Medical Journal covered, independently investigated Brooke Jackson's allegations, independently confirmed and verified the authenticity and the accuracy of her exhibits and affidavits. I think they've talked to other whistleblowers in addition to that. And so they came out with one of the most well-respected, peer-reviewed medical journals in the world, says Brooke Jackson's allegations are true and accurate about what Pfizer did. And it begins, the British Medical Journal, asking lots of questions about what's happening here. But in that capacity, initially, the company Ventavia that fired Brooke Jackson tries to libel and lie about her to other medical publications to try to limit the coverage the British Medical Journal's publication got. In Europe, it got tons of coverage. In the United States, it didn't get as much coverage. And so we actually were talking about suing Ventavia for defamation and libel. They backed down, retracted some of their statements, etc. So they knew that lying was not going to be a long-term long-term successful strategy for them. This Brooke Jackson has an impeccable near 20-year record in the industry.
Well, and yeah, it sounds to me, the more I hear about this, and it's funny, Brooke Jackson is not a household name. She probably should be. Brooke Jackson is the hero of this case, coming forward as a whistleblower and exposing the corruption that she was seeing in one of the biggest stories when it comes to medicine and pharmakia in U.S. history with this vaccine. I mean, her name should be the household name.
Absolutely. I mean, people can see, I mean, her, she has a website, I am Brooke Jackson. She's on Twitter at I am Brooke Jackson. And she was willing to go public about all of this because they'd gone to great lengths to suppress and censor the existence of this story. Because she was someone you couldn't take apart. She's someone who's been in the industry almost 20 years. She was someone who had confidence and trust and belief in vaccines and pharmaceuticals, or she wouldn't be in the industry. She was someone who had overseen and supervised various aspects of clinical trials for a long time. She was someone who believed and wanted this vaccine to work and be effective. And so she had no incentive or motivation to lie about anything. And instead, she keeps reporting it. Document it, report it, document it, report it. Exactly what you're supposed to do. And that's why they were terrified that somebody that knew what was supposed to happen, because most of the people at that clinical trial, like the people being tested, they don't know what the rules are. They don't know what blinding is. They don't know what a placebo, how that works. They don't know what the testing requirements are.
So it's like if you're a referee at a basketball game, and the league, the commissioner calls you before the finals and says, hey, when the Chicago Bulls score, you're going to count that as 3 points. And when the Golden State Warriors score, you're going to count that as 2 points. And the ref would be like, this doesn't seem right. I'm going to take note of this. I'm going to blow the whistle on this.
Exactly. And document it and report it all the way up the food chain. And she was shocked. And well, here's the thing. Many of the people that were in that hierarchy were confirming that this was systemic. And the reason it was systemic was Pfizer lied from the very beginning. Pfizer's whole pitch was, you know what, we can create a unique system of clinical trial testing these pharmaceuticals that we can replicate in the future. That's why it was a protocol agreement under the defense agreement. We can create something unique that will provide for our enhanced national security for our soldiers down the way, because we can accelerate the timetable for clinical trial success that has never been done in the history of clinical trials based on our mRNA technology, but our mechanism of doing these trials. It was all a lie. They were just going to rush through the whole clinical trial process, not follow any of the rules and regulations and restrictions, to be able to pretend they could do it when they couldn't do it.
Well, if I'm a layman hearing this, and forget about just all the stuff we know about the world and Pfizer's history and all this. If I'm a layman and I'm hearing this, well, the story is pretty obvious at just a basic face value here. There was no way Pfizer could have guaranteed any of this. There was no way they could have guaranteed the vaccines would stop infection. There was no way they could have guaranteed that they were safe and effective. They said they were, and I guess the reason why they were so bold was because they knew they thought they had immunity. They thought that they could do this and be immune from lawsuits, and they saw the money. They saw the money sitting on the table. Well, why wouldn't we rush through this? We're going to get billions of dollars, and we're immune from lawsuits, they thought.
Exactly, and they assumed that the Brooke Jacksons of the world would keep their mouths shut. Because you look at Brooke Jackson, she knows the moment she discloses this that all of a sudden she has no career left in the industry, that she'll be subject to personal smear campaigns.
Jeez, what does that say about the industry?
It does say it. It says too much about the industry. That she knew that, in fact, that the whole nature, that she was seeing one of the worst public health scandals, probably the worst public health scandal in world history. And she was a personal witness to it, and she's at the front lines of it. And not long after she reports this, she's suddenly fired. Then she has Pfizer's lawyer calling her at home. Then all of a sudden her mail is being opened up before she even gets to receive it and read it. All kinds of anomalies
wow.
are happening.
IamBrookeJackson.com.
IamBrookeJackson.com.
For her story.
Yep. You can get her whole story and follow her on Twitter.
Well, she's a real hero, and Bob Barnes and his legal team, you got a lot of good, hungry lawyers working for you on this case, too, that are doing great work. So, folks, we're going to continue to monitor this story. I do want to change lanes, though, when we come back with some other developments as far as stopping drag queen story time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is in studio. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I've got one more segment with him, though. I want to get into some other news stories. Now, quickly, before I get into what I really want to get into with Bob here, folks, this story about the mayor of College Park, Maryland, is getting worse and worse. Democrat mayor arrested for possession and distribution of child pornography, met with Nancy Pelosi, the Dalai Lama, Lady Gaga, hung out with Pete Buttigieg. And in fact, was mentored by Pete Buttigieg. 56 counts, possession and distribution of child pornography. Now, we know Lady Gaga is into the spirit cooking type stuff, as well as other Democrats revealed in the WikiLeaks emails. And I think we know plenty about Pete Buttigieg, that he's mentoring this guy who turns out to be a pedophile charged with possession and distribution of child pornography. Distribution. Distribution. Hangs out with Pete Buttigieg. Hangs out with Nancy Pelosi. So they're going to try to put this thing to rest. But between Sam Brenton, Pete Buttigieg, and Patrick Wojahn, I think you're getting a pretty good idea what the modern day left is all about. Katie Hobbs and Arizona Republicans push out a CPS director who wants to stop child trafficking. Patrick Alley has that story. We may bring him on next week to discuss it. But I want to, well, we can get Bob's opinion on that, or I want to introduce this to him as well. Tennessee becomes first state to ban drag shows on public property near schools, banning public drag shows. And then I love this. I'll introduce it to you like this, Bob. This is from the Associated Press. As Tennessee and others target drag shows, many wonder why. Well, if you're wondering why, you haven't been paying attention, I would say, if you don't understand why.
I mean, no,
what do you think? What do you think this goes legally?
I think Tennessee wins. I mean, I think any attempt to challenge it, that is within their rights. That you don't have a First Amendment right to put other people's kids on your lap and pretend you're a woman when you're a man. In that manner.
That one's not in the Bill of Rights?
That's not included. So you have certain expressive rights in your own home. You have certain expressive rights in certain settings. So certain adult, but for example, think about all the regulations over adult clubs, right? If you can put all those regulations in for a strip club, how can you not put in those regulations when it's limited to, please don't do this next to a school or in a public library? I mean, really. I mean, you couldn't do a strip club inside of a library. Couldn't do a strip club next to a school.
I don't give the Democrats any ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Be careful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to kill the appeal of strip clubs, have a lot of these folks do it. That'll be the end of it. But the I mean, I think it legally they're absolutely within their rights. They definitely have the basis to do so. The left's complaints that this is somehow discriminatory. The other aspect of this is the left is pretending this is based on medicine and science. We're seeing more and more lawsuits, and more will be brought. I mean, I have a lot of experience representing victims of domestic violence. Have done it for free for 25 plus years. The worst offenders are in the trans community. It's the highest rate of violence, of interpartner violence, one of the highest. They're just mental disturbed individuals, overwhelmingly.
I mean, a man pretending to be a woman beating up a woman, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have these, and especially with these kids. I mean, kids are clearly just, some of them are playing games, some of them and the rest. But when you start introducing these cultural mechanisms to these kids through the public educational system, through the public libraries, you're distorting their minds in dangerous and deceiving ways. But not only that, when you add to it medical interventions, you're ruining their lives. I mean, these people who are not, these kids who are not ready to make a decision of that sort anyway, even if you believe that such a decision could or should be made medically or religiously or any other reason, they're not ready at 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years to start changing their body, to start changing their body permanently. The lawsuits are going to be long and coming for a while over that. We're already starting to see it happen. And so that's why this is not about discriminating against a vulnerable group. This is about protecting a vulnerable group from the predators who would like to prey upon them.
What would happen if I set up a tattoo parlor for minors? And people were coming in under the age of 18. I think that's probably the legal age in all states, maybe most states. And I was setting up a tattoo parlor for minors, and it turned out the minors, you know, high school kids, whatever, found out, hey, go to this tattoo parlor. They'll give you a tattoo. Doesn't matter if you're under 18. What would happen to me?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you'd go to jail. I mean, so in we have all these restrictions. I mean, you can't even get earrings at certain levels. You can't even do piercings at certain ages. So, I mean, we have all these restrictions of all kinds of what you can drink, what you can eat at different times, et cetera. And the idea of how you just put some mark on your body that can actually these days be taken away, not too terribly, but I might attest to that somewhat differently. But
you got a little experience there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I was in Bora Bora, so I have a plausible explanation. But the nature, the idea that you can do this to little kids and that you somehow have a right to do so and that somehow you're protecting the vulnerable by doing so is just multiple levels of insanity.
This is like I wish I had like a team of cartoonists or something, because you can do like a little short cartoon or a movie or something, and two businesses pop up at the same time. One of them is a tattoo parlor for minors. One of them is a gender transition surgery for minors. And one of them gets shut down.
Yeah.
Which one do you think it is?
And one of them gets government grants.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of them gets promoted on mainstream news.
Absolutely. One of them gets paraded as an organization that's helping children. I mean, when it's hurting children by any objective definition.
Irreversible.
Completely. And it's the sign, usually, as other people have pointed out, of the decline of society. If you want to look at the societies and civilizations that have collapsed over time, one of the signs is the acceptance of various forms of sexual deviancy. Of just, you know, once it gets too loose, too liberal, too without meaning, too without limits, the net effect of it is that that's a sign that society itself is crumbling. And that's what this is. So to preserve our society, not only protect children, Tennessee's laws and laws like it need to be everywhere.
Yep.
And that's what, I mean, Texas needs to get on board with this, a bunch of states that have been a little bit slow to act need to get on board with this, just as they got on board with prohibiting vaccine mandates, just as they got on board with election law reform. They need to get on board with protecting our children from, I mean, how many cases have you seen, read, and heard about of these tranny, library school drag queens that end up arrested for issues like you
or
were talking
prior arrests.
Or have prior records, like the ones you're talking about. I mean, it's not a coincidence they keep showing up with child porn issues, sexual abuse issues, domestic violence issues.
By the way, hasn't there been some legal precedent as far as like cigarette companies doing marketing aimed towards children or alcohol companies doing marketing aimed towards children? And they usually win in court.
In fact, I mean, up until a few years ago, it used to be illegal to promote pharmaceuticals to children. Now, of course, they got little Elmo out there saying, hey, get your little vaccine shot. I mean, it's just, the level of insanity has just gone off the charts. And, you know, that case where we'll have to take to the appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals because the federal judge in Waco said nobody can sue, which we think is a problem. But all of this, another area where legislative reform needs to take place, because it's something that's gone beyond all norms, all boundaries. I mean, you're seeing these little kids go to school boards, talk out loud about the crazy crap that's in their library.
Reading from the books.
No, but I mean, remember we used to go to the store, they used to hide Playboy behind like the thing, you know, like the little brown thing.
Oh, I had to get special permission.
I
always bring it up. My school library at my elementary school would always get the Guinness Book of World Records every new year it came out. And the kids loved it. We loved the Guinness Book of Records. It was fun. And then there was one year, I think it was 2000 or 2001, they put in the world's biggest breasts. And on page 99, I may even still remember the page. On page 99, it was this woman in a bikini with her gigantic breasts. And what do you know? The guys liked looking at it. We liked looking at the breasts. And so eventually the teachers found out. And you know what they did? They ripped the page out of the book. Yeah. Simple as that. Problem solved. Now they'd probably say, hey, let's bring in the biggest breasted woman in the world and have her do a little striptease for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially these books that are basically how-to books on how to groom a child. I mean, that's what some of these books are. They're grooming mechanisms. I mean, and they have no business being in a public library. They have no business being in, and I'm someone that's a robust supporter of free speech, but we've always recognized the right to protect children.
Yeah, child abuse is not free speech.
Exactly.
Now, quickly here, Gavin Newsom responds to this bill. He says, Tennessee has the 8th highest murder rate in the nation. It ranks 44th among states for health outcomes, and this is what the governor is focused on. You know, it's funny, he says Tennessee, the 8th highest murder rate in the nation. I'm going to go ahead and guess that most of those murders are happening in Memphis, run by Democrats, and the rest of the state's probably pretty safe. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, well, I'm from Tennessee, so it's all going to be Democrat-run cities where the crime is, number one. Number two, does anybody think you're safer in L.A., in San Francisco these days, almost anywhere in coastal California than you are in the countryside of Tennessee? But there's nobody who really thinks that. There's nobody who thinks, oh, I'm going
to... Well, what about Gavin Newsom?
Well, yeah, other than Gavin. Gavin is invited to Tennessee anytime he wants.
He should go hang out in North Memphis for a couple nights.
Yeah,
you have some fun?
Well, they'll be nice to Gavin in Tennessee. They have no problems. He, you know, just as long as he doesn't dress up as a woman and try to get their kids on his lap.
I think that Gavin Newsom should prove how bad Tennessee is or how good it is, maybe by going to Democrat-run Memphis, and he can see just how safe it is.
Hang out with Congressman Cohen.
And then you can find out how Tennessee became the 8th murder capital of the United States. Not because of red areas, blue areas.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.